A network of friends sharing their stories about the subjects they love, whether it's music or movies, politics or more. We're here to bring you big content in small pieces. That's enjoyable content under 30 minutes. Just a little everyday content for everyday people. Come on, y'all. Just come on for a laugh and a lesson.
Wait, have you heard of Love Her? An audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships. Every situation has its ups and downs, and it's up to you to keep the love. Well, I'm your host, Letitia D, and this is Love Her.
Oh my God, did you say that you love her?
Hey y'all, it's Letitia D, Leticia, Tish, Tisha, Tish, and here we are on another week of Love Her. Yep, another quarantine week, yes we are, and I hope y'all are well. But again, welcome to the show. It's an audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships, a show you can only find exclusively on the home of the original content, the CWF Network. We bring you big content in small pieces. And again, I'm Letitia D, and I hope you all are well. Again, as I said, we are here in yet another week of quarantine. Yes, it is another quarantine Thursday, and yeah, we are just trying to get by. We are in election season and early voting has started. I hope you all are getting out and voting and having a good time, possibly meeting people while online, because the lines have been crazy. I know everyone has been very proactive, which is very great. I myself may actually just wait until voting day, but regardless, everyone just get out there and vote. We just want to make sure to pass that message on. And in the meantime, hopefully you guys are doing things to stay sane. Like I referred to before, there's new shows going on. There's so many things that you can do while we're inside, regardless of these restrictions. And I was actually thinking on something the other day while we're inside. Like, basically, I know that, you know, people are not able to hang out as much as they want to. But the thing is, when we were hanging out, like, what type of friends did y'all have? Like, you can either be in a circle of all girls all the time, which is fine, or you can be around all males, which is also fine. But there's a lot of us that have, in the case of mine, right, that have male friends and vice versa, males that have girlfriends. And so when it comes to the issue, I'm just wondering, how do you guys feel about whether males and females can actually just be friends? I know there's a underlying thing about crossing the line, but in my perspective, I'm gonna say it's possible. And I was thinking about the passing of Naya Rivera, and I do know that her sister and her ex-husband, I believe, are, you know, in a situation where they're taking care of her child. And so they have been seen, and the news have actually cited them as being inseparable, but they are trying to come together for the sake of a child, and there might be some more closeness there than just friendship. And to that end, I actually talked about this in a previous episode in reference to not really caring that people come together due to these kind of circumstances or like these kind of bonds, that I would rather, you know, people not become anything more than just friends, than just, you know, hanging out and different things like that, because lines do get blurred and wires get crossed, communication, you know, flows, and you know, it can happen. But I think generally speaking that males and females can be friends. And I actually did ask a couple people. They would actually agree with me. I think I've gotten more yeses than nos, which is awesome. And I've just actually been thinking about, in general, about my own life in reference to having male friends. I have a few male friends. I want to say I have some who basically are coworkers slash friends. Like, you know, outside of work, we're basically probably still stuck on, like, talking about work issues. And other than that, we basically still talk about what our actual ambitions and dreams are, aspirations, and other things outside of work, like family, friends, and interests, and things like that. And so those friendships are very valuable, very useful, no harm, no foul. Like, you know, they're still friendships, and as well as school, like schoolmates. Like, I have plenty of male friends from school that the lines have not been crossed. Like, we never thought to do anything of that nature. And I think I especially do value my male friends too, especially in this day and age, because of that sense of Black perspective. Just like when we come together, like, it's like a given. Like, no one really has to, you know, state their claim. Like, no one is on the other side. Like, everyone already knows whose side they're on. And so it's just very, like, I guess patriotic in a way for me to just feel, you know, that way about my Black male friends. I just really dig them in that way. It's cool just to have them around for that reason. But there's actually a couple other reasons why I like to have male friends around, or why I think other people should have male friends around. So I technically, like, still stemming, like I said, from this point in time today, I feel like males, well, basically my male friends, they do a great job of protecting women, like protecting their female friends, which I think should also be a given with any male-female relationship. And besides having similar interests with your own woman friends, it's just very cool to have interests with male friends. Like, sometimes my friends are into, like, video games, into sports. Like, I'm actually not into those things, but it is still very cool to be able to talk about the science about those things sometimes, because it's a bit interesting. And sometimes, like, the female could be the connect, but low-key, like, males be the connect sometimes. Like, they be knowing the spots, you know. If you're a sneakerhead, I'm not, like, that much of a sneakerhead, but usually, you know, when males are, like, sneakerheads, they be knowing the spots for sneakers. They know the spots for, like, you know, to go to the lounge to get drinks. Or it's just cool just to have males around sometimes just for laughs. Like, I know funny females as well, but males, like, y'all be mad funny. It's just cool. I don't know. It's cool to have y'all around. How do you guys feel about this? Like, let me know if you have anything to add. If you feel like I'm on the wrong side of this, like, let me know what you guys think about, you know, having male friends. If you're a female, having male friends. And if you're a male, having woman friends or female friends. You know, always just let us know at 347-719-3350. The number again is 347-719-3350. And also, again, we are Instagram at CWFP_. That's CWFP_. And, but yeah, I do have more things on this list. I basically feel like, even despite the whole I can do anything a man can do whole thing, because sometimes I do feel that way, basically I do like having male friends around because they can carry stuff. Like, sometimes things be heavy, or sometimes I just don't want to move things, and they're useful in that way as well. And they can play your wingman, right? Let's say that you're single. Like, that's an awesome added bonus to have as having a male friend. Like, you're a single female, you know, you guys are out somewhere, regardless of the external male trying to figure out what your situation is with the actual male that you're with, usually that male that you're with, who's a friend, if he really cares, he will be your wingman. Like, that's an awesome thing as well. And I feel like males are just blunt and straightforward. Not to say that females cover, like, sugarcoat everything, but you know how we do sometimes. We don't want to hurt each other's feelings. Like, there's a lot of emotions behind female friendships sometimes. You know, people can be too sensitive. I'm actually a sensitive person, so I get it. And, you know, the guys just be like, nah, you don't look good today, bro. Like, you look, just change. Just don't wear that. Let's just change our outfits. Let's just do something else with this, right? Like, that's just really cool to have the guys around. And I just feel also like you can really just let your hair down sometimes with guys. Like, I know some savage females as well. Like, I might be one of them, low-key. But with guys, you can really just be yourself. Like, they really don't care. Like, either like your personality or they don't. Like, they're not really there to judge you. Like, once you're friends, like, you're good. Like, that's just it. Like, they're gonna be around, and usually they're pretty loyal usually. And I did like this last point. Basically, I feel like having guys around, you do learn about other guys, you do learn how they move. So I'ma just shout out to y'all, to all my male friends right now, because I have, you know, I've been in y'all heads sometimes, and I get to kind of see where other males' heads have been. So that's been a really cool thing for me to do, being around y'all. So shout out to y'all on that. And once again, I just wanted to let you guys know, you can always call or text us, and we'll include your response in the next episode. But just let me know your thoughts on this whole thing, on which side you're on. Like, do you think male and females can be friends, or you think it's a big no-no? Like, just comment on our post. Just let us know what you guys are feeling. Again, it's CWFP_ on Instagram. And I'm your host, Letitia D at 6ix9ine Shining. And always remember, every situation has its ups and downs, and it's up to you to keep the love.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay.